But that doesn't mean that because of that, sister should be hit. Well, God set an order in the family. For why? For what? For a work to be done. God has a work for the family. He gave that work to Adam. And Eve is to help Adam to fulfill that work. To subdue all things. And to bring all things unto the feet of Christ. And brothers and sisters, only by the cooperation of the man and woman that work can be done. You know, strangely, in human nature, in our fallen life, man does not like to be head. Man will rather relegate the responsibility to woman. It is a tremendous responsibility to be head of the family. It's not easy. God will hold you responsible. So you find today in many families, even in Christian families, the sisters, they took over. The brothers gave the responsibility of the headship of the family to their wives. They do not want to bear any responsibility. And it's human nature. The fallen nature of men, of women, they do not like to obey, to submit. They want to lead. So the whole world is upside down. And the work is not done. Family life is destroyed. Brothers and sisters, we who are the redeemed of the Lord, God wants that order restored. Does not the very life in you tells you, as a man, that you should be head of the family? You should take up your responsibility seriously before God. You cannot do it without the grace of God. Does not the life in you, sisters, tells you that you should learn to submit to your husband? You cannot do it. You need the grace of God. Naturally, neither the man nor the woman can be the head or the body by themselves. We cannot do it. It is not in us. That is in our flesh. On the contrary, it is the opposite that is true. But the grace of God is sufficient for us. His grace will enable the husband to really be the head of the family, to sacrifice himself to complete his wife. To love his wife. And it is the grace of God in the sisters to learn to adjust herself to complete, to help her husband. If that order is restored, how beautiful is that family. Brothers and sisters, I know. This is not something you need to be taught, even though I'm teaching it. If you really live by the life, divine life in you, that divine life will teach you. That is what you should do. So this divine order in the family has to be recovered. And then, of course, not only to be restored in the family. A family is a miniature of the church of God. It has to be recovered in the church. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when God's people assembled, there is an order. You know, in Christianity today, when people assemble, they have a program. Why do they have a program? To keep order. If there is no program already printed out, now what will happen? It will be free for all. So you have to have a program. Why? It is because they do not know the presence of the head in the church. If the Holy Spirit is present, who represents Christ the head, He is the one who will bring out that divine order. You do not need to plan it, to print it. You do not need to organize it and put upon people. If brothers and sisters will all be in the Spirit, when we come together, as the Spirit moves, there will be songs, there will be edification, there will be prophesying, there will be tongues, interpretation of tongues, and you'll find everything will be for the building up of the body of Christ. When you come to a meeting, what do you expect? You expect someone to tell you what to do? You expect to have a printed program you can follow? Or do you expect the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you? If all of us who come will open our spirit, and let the Spirit of God move among us, then, brothers and sisters, you find there will be no disorder, but there will be order. But remember, twos and threes. That's order. And in the assembly of the church, you know, the trouble with the church in Corinth was there was no order there. It was a church full of spiritual gifts, and especially the gifts of tongues and those spectacular display gifts. So everybody wants to display their gifts in the meeting. You know, today is just the opposite. Everybody was quiet. But in the church in Corinth, everybody was noisy. And there was such noise. You know, everybody try to put in his or her two pennies worth. Displaying their gifts. No order. No order. Not led by the Holy Spirit. Free for all. So Paul has to correct them and say, well, God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. Learn to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. And even so, because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of order, that two or three, not too many, become very monotonous, tiring, but two or three. And everybody will have a chance. And you know, in the church in Corinth, the sisters, they seem to be especially gifted. And you know, it is very strange. The brothers usually are more restrained. Why? Because they use their mind too much. And the sisters seem to be freer because they are moved by their emotion. So you find in the meeting always the sisters are in the front. They monopolize the meetings. And the brothers are staying back. Okay, you take the responsibility. Now, I'm not saying the sisters should not come forth, but at least we need to remember there's an order there. The brothers represent Christ. The sisters represent the church. So the brothers should take the leading part, and the sisters should take the supporting part. And that's the way you find that order comes forth. Beautiful. Let everything be done orderly and calmly. You know, beautiful. A meeting is a beautiful. It's like a music. It's beautiful. If that order is followed. And of course, in the church of God, you find everybody has a responsibility. Everyone has to function because we are the body of Christ. But still you find in the church, God will raise up some brothers to take the responsibility, the function of elders, to supervise, to guide, to lead. It is not appointed by man because he is a big shot in the world, therefore you make him an elder. No, the Holy Spirit has appointed you to be bishop. Christ in them. More manifestation of life. These are the people the Holy Spirit has appointed to function as leading, as leaders. And those who have less life learn to follow. But remember, again, it is a matter of life. Not position, but life. Spiritual authority is life. Not position. When the life is there, there is authority. When the life is gone, the authority is gone. The position may remain, but it causes problems. It is better you do not have that position. To God we give absolute obedience, absolute submission. To man, no matter who he is, if God has placed him above you, you can give him absolute submission, that is an attitude, but not absolute obedience. No man in the world can demand absolute obedience from another person. That is the prerogative of God. We have to obey God rather than obey man. But we can maintain a submissive attitude. So, brothers and sisters, the church cannot be built if there is no order. But order cannot be established if there is no life. So we do look to the Lord that divine life will become a reality in us and divine order will also be brought in. And finally, that divine order established in Christian families and established in the church, one day you find everything will be brought under the feet of Christ. And Christ will bring everything to God the Father, that God may be all and in all. That is the ultimate of divine order.
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we just talk about something that is so heavy, and yet it is so important. We do pray that Thou will refresh our spirit, strengthen our inner man, that we may take these in and not feel overwhelmed, but rather rejoice in the Lord. We do praise and thank Thee that though it is humanly impossible, and yet with God all things are possible, and Thou hast given that divine life to us, and with our life that order. So may Thy life be manifested in divine order. In me, personally, in the family, in the church, and finally, in this world, when God shall be all and in all. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.